I want to welcome you to this celebration of life for Chris Ramsey. And we are going to start tonight with a prayer from Carl Jacobson. And that will be followed by a poem that I'm going to read, and then a song that James will be playing. Once we have done those things, then we will open it up for you guys that want to start sharing some memories. So, Carl, please, if you will.
Eternal God, we want to thank you for being the creator and sustainer of us all, and especially in this case, for giving us Chris Ramsey to join our family at GGM here, and for all the time that he had with us that was granted by you. We thank you for that. We know now that heaven is a funnier place because he's there. And you've got one of the better angels. So if you need a laugh from an angel, call on Chris. He'll get your other angels smiling, and maybe they'll put their harps down and start playing some Motown. But at any rate, we thank you for Chris, and we appreciate the gift that you gave us. It was truly a gift from you, and I couldn't tell you in other ways, Lord, how much he meant to all of us who are here tonight and those who couldn't make it tonight for whatever reason. We thank you on their behalf, too. But particularly, we want to thank you for being with us here at GGM. For those of us who are still here, we want to thank you for being our creator and our sustainer. And be with us and guide GGM down the path you want it to go. And be with us all. And in your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And thank you, Carl. As you guys know, I'm kind of turning into the poetry lady on our site. I like to do a poem for people. And this one I've done before, but it is my absolute favorite poem. And I think it really fits this occasion. And it's called If Tomorrow Starts Without Me. If tomorrow starts without me, and I'm not there to see, if the sun should rise and find your eyes all filled with tears for me, I wish so much you wouldn't cry the way you did today while thinking of the many things we didn't get to say. I know how much you love me, as much as I love you, and each time that you think of me, I know you'll miss me too. But when tomorrow starts without me, please try to understand that an angel came and called my name and took me by the hand and said my place was ready in heaven far above, and that I'd have to leave behind all those I dearly love. But as I turned to walk away, a tear fell from my eye. For all my life, I'd always thought I didn't want to die. I had so much to live for, so much left yet to do. It seemed almost impossible that I was leaving you. I thought of all the yesterdays, the good ones and the bad. I thought of all that we had shared and all the fun we had. If I could relive yesterday, just even for a while, I'd say goodbye and kiss you, and maybe see you smile. But then I fully realized that this could never be, for emptiness and memories would take the place of me. And when I thought of worldly things I might miss come tomorrow, I thought of you, and when I did, my heart was filled with sorrow. But when I walked through heaven's gates, I felt so much at home. When God looked down and smiled at me from his great golden throne, he said, "This is eternity, and all I've promised you. Today your life on earth is past, but here life starts anew. I promise no tomorrow, but today will always last. And since each day is the same way, there's no longing for the past. You have been so faithful, so trusting, and so true. Though there were many times you did some things you knew you shouldn't do. But you have been forgiven, and now at last you're free. So won't you come and take my hand and share my life with me? So when tomorrow starts without me, don't think we're far apart. For every time you think of me, I'm right here in your heart.
Beyond the moon and stars, as deep as night, so great our hunger, Lord, to see your light. The sparrow finds her home beneath your wings. So may we come to rest where angels sing. Our eyes have longed to see your loving face, to live within your courts for all our days. Beyond the moon and stars, as deep as night, so great
guys, we're going to open this up a little bit here now for some of you who want to share some memories of Chris with us. And we do have some more songs and things, but they're going to be played in conjunction with some of our memories. And for now, it's just kind of free to first come, first serve. So I will let go of the key.
It's Ray. Hi, everybody. It's Ray Wayne. I knew Chris just over the last 2 years or so, primarily through the music trivia games and his radio show. And when I knew that he wasn't going to be here much longer, I wanted to say something to him. And I couldn't find the right words. But I wanted to say that... shoot. I wanted to say that his levity and the radio show really helped put some joy into what would otherwise have been some very difficult days for me. And I don't know who's going to fill those slots, but nobody can replace Chris. Okay, thank you.
Well, Ray, yeah, this is where you can, don't worry about shedding any tears. I think there'll be a lot of us doing that. I'd like to say that I really loved Chris's games, and I really enjoyed it when he used to come to my games and answer the questions. Just imagine up there, you know, he's getting, somebody's getting the teams together, and he's playing up there the jukebox game, and he's saying to them, well, you know, I used to do this down there with Shelley being a store, and all that, and just know that Chris was, you know, he was very much loved. And what I loved about Chris was that, you know, some of his comments were quite risque, but they were, you know, said in tongue-in-cheek. And also I loved the way he used to imitate different foreign accents. He did such a good job of that. And I took my hat out to him because a lot of the times he did such a good job. It was very hard to realize, you know, think, huh, is he American or what? But he was a great person, and I'm sorry I didn't know him as well as a lot of you did, but what I did know of him, I loved very much. And Joanne, I just wanted to say, you always stuck by him, and I'm very proud that you got, I'm glad that you got to know Chris the way you did, and thank you for doing that, for looking after Chris in his last times, and I'd like to say thank you to everybody for letting me have this time. Thank you.
So I just wanted to say Chris was actually quite kind of an inspiration to me as a fellow DJ, and he helped me out some. And you know, the other thing is nobody does cartoon characters like Chris did. I mean, if you can, I just, his humor and everything at the games, it's, well, it'll be missed. That's all I can say.
I actually admired the fact that he was able to get into character quite quickly and imitate people's voices, not just popular voices or popular actors that we all know from the past, but he would actually dabble in actually imitating one of us. And he was spot on with his imitations, so that's a really good talent that he had.
I'd like to jump in very briefly and just say that I agree that he was incredibly good with cartoon voices and was incredibly knowledgeable about that particular sphere of entertainment. I vividly remember possibly last fall him and Charlie talking about cartoons, and a cartoon called, was it Mush Mouse and Pumpkin Puss came up, something I had never heard of. It was just funny to listen to him do the voices. He was so good with voices and people. I always thought he would have been amazing on a nationally syndicated morning show with somebody like Tim to be the straight person, the straight man there. That would have been amazing.
Hey, everyone. So, yeah, God, man, it's like, where do you start with Chris? He's big supporter of everything we did here. You know, his time, finances, his humor. And him and I, we got along most of the time. You know, like he said, I was his brother from another mother because we were so much alike with our humor and stuff. And I discovered something, it was actually just dawned on me today, and I don't know why. I thought of something because Chris said on New Year's he was going to turn a new leaf, and I got mad at him and said, yeah, Chris didn't even last a day, but Chris is Chris, and, you know, but Chris has a secret, I guess kind of a joke, it's in Chris fashion, when I thought about, you know, how many days he made it into this year, and it was 69, Chris, I get it, but, you know, that was his humor, and like I said, we could always count on him. I mean, the guy got out of the hospital and did his music game that he missed in January because he wanted to do it. Then he did it again next week, and he was just always there for us. And, you know, had a lot of times where it was, just him and I after a golf game or something. So we got to talk a lot one-on-one, too, so we knew each other on the serious side too, but yeah, he's definitely going to be missed. And all right, Chris, he might be gone in person, but never forgotten.
I'm gonna attempt to get this out. Chris and I had a couple really ugly situations, and they came back around to center. I stayed away for a little while once because Chris really hurt me. But there was a side to Chris that was deep. And I had several conversations after Zilch. A couple. I asked him privately about his cancer. He talked to me. I loved hearing him talk about his grandchildren. And Chris was funny. He would make me laugh. And he would do Mr. Ed for me. And it just seems like there's a big hole in the world now. And you know things are coming, but it just isn't. You're just not ready to say goodbye to someone. But I haven't been around as long as a lot of you, but Chris made a huge impact on my life. And sometimes when I would come, life was hard. And he would make me laugh or he would make me smile. And Mr. Ed would talk to me. And I was always so grateful. And I miss him so much in the games. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to share about a wonderful man. He was kind and loving and sometimes mean and caring. And he was just Chris and crude too, but we loved him for that. So I just wanted to say thank you, Chris, for being you. And Mr. Ed and Chris, rest in peace.
Chris, me.
Okay, my favorite Chris memory, I guess, would be, like somebody said a while ago, how he could impersonate the cartoon characters and the actors and well, I don't know about actresses, but he could probably do that too. But I remember one time he was imitating Terry Scott, and I had to actually check the user list to make sure Terry was not in the room because he sounded exactly like Terry, and it just plumb absolutely shocked the daylights out of me when I saw Terry was nowhere around. I thought, okay, how in the world is he doing this? But he was good at it, and I enjoyed it when he did Mr. Ed. And sometimes he got under my skin, me and him. I mean, we never clashed, you know, openly, but we had a difference of opinions, and I shared with Aaron some of them, but never went head-to-head with Chris that I can remember. But all in all, I know he was a good guy. He had his faults, but so did the rest of us. So, you know, you can't fault him for being human. And now he's with the angels in heaven around the golden throne. And Aaron and I spoke to Joanne briefly on the phone the other night, and she assured us that Chris did know Jesus, and that made me feel better because I was concerned about it. I never had heard him say so. I'm glad that Joanne shared that with us because it helped me to come to grips with, you know, losing him and all. And, well, I just thank God that he was a part of this site and that all he did, I know he did a lot. And well, anyway, he's going to be missed. And even with his obnoxiousness sometimes, you know, but he was still a good guy. And I know Aaron enjoyed playing golf with him and stuff. And I listened to some of those golf games, and they were comical sometimes. So, Chris, I hope you're having a great time up there in heaven, and just know that we'll all see you again someday. Thank you.
When I first met Chris, it was through ham radio, and I will never forget it. The first time I ever heard him, my first thought was, who's this obnoxious son of a bitch? Well, it was Chris. And we all know he could be that way at times, but let me tell y'all something that most of you already know. Underneath of that and behind that was a deeply caring individual who cared about a lot of things. He was a highly intelligent individual, and that and not much got by the boy. Not much got by him. So he is responsible for dragging me kicking and screaming onto this site in the first place. I resisted it. This was before, when I first met him, it was long before there was a GGM. But he was responsible. You need to come in here. You need to get with these people. You need to do this. You need to do that. Well, I'm not one to be pushed, and not that much of a joiner in general. Always been too much of a loner, I guess, in some respects, my whole life. But the point is, he said, this is something you need to do. Well, it was one of the best things I've ever done for a multitude of reasons. And I'm forever thankful to him for that impetus to join in the first place. But Chris was a lot of different things. Uncaring, he was not. He portrayed that occasionally, but he was not an uncaring individual. He was a deeply caring individual. He cared about a lot of different things and a lot of different people, as most of you know. And I would just say, to sum this up, thank you, Father, for sharing him with us, for his like will not soon be seen again.
And I would absolutely concur with all the things that have been said so far, especially, you know, he had his rough edges, but I always called Chris my favorite sparring partner, and I called him that to his face. I always told him that you know, I needed to have somebody I knew every once in a while I was going to be able to go a few rounds in the ring with, and that was Chris, and him and I did. We had a few knockdown dragouts over the last, what, 3 or 4 years, but you know what? We always came out of those, I think, better friends than we went into them, because the one thing that Chris and I'm even going to throw Charlie under the bus here and say Charlie as well, the one thing that the three of us have in common is we just don't know how to be anybody but who we are, and we call it as it is. We call a spade a spade, and we don't hide our feelings very well. If we're mad, you guys know we're mad. If we're happy, you know we're happy. And I think that's the one thing we all had in common, and that's probably why you know, Charlie said he had a few issues with Chris at times, and like I said, he was my favorite sparring partner, I'll tell you that. And I'm going to miss the heck out of him. But something else, and I think probably the majority of the people in the room tonight know this about Chris, but Chris was a very, very generous person. And I mean, he was very generous, not only with his time, a lot of his time to GGM, hosting games. Before he got sick, he was probably our number one scorer for the Lucky Roll games. And, you know, he just, anything that I ever asked of him, he would do. And he was just so generous. But also financially, Chris really helped to build GGM to the point where we are right at this moment, with his very generous nature during our auction time and, you know, everything. And so I just want you guys to know that, and, you know, say a little thank you to Chris for helping get GGM on its feet and to where we are today financially. But my memory of Chris that I really wanted to share was, I said already he had some rough edges. And one of the things that he did, and it just made me laugh so hard because I wasn't even familiar with the song. I'd never heard this song before. But he kept telling me that he was going to sing the song 60 Minute Man for one of our New Year's Eve celebrations. And he said, but Joanne is so mad at me. He goes, you would not believe. She's embarrassed about it. She said she's not going to come if I sing that song. And I said, oh, she'll come. Just sing it. She'll come. And you know what? He sent me the song and I went and listened to it. And after I heard it, I even said, you know, even more, I go, oh my God, Chris, this is you. This song is so you. You've got to sing it. And he goes, oh, I don't know. What if Joanne won't come? I just kept saying, she'll come. She loves you. She's going to see it for what it is. And that it's just a humorous, funny song. And it's just so vintage, Chris. And so not only is that my memory of Chris tonight, but I am going to ask James to play that song for you guys. And please don't think that I'm showing poor taste here, because this is our Chris through and through.
I'm telling you now, they call me Lovin' Dan. I rock 'em, roll 'em all night long. I'm your 60-minute man. If you don't believe I'm what I say, come up and take my hand. Oh, when I let you go, you'll cry. Oh, yes, he's the 60-minute man. There'll be 15 minutes of kissing. Then you'll holler, please don't stop. There'll be 15 minutes of squeezing, 15 minutes of teasing, 15 minutes of blowing my top, pop, pop, pop. If your old man ain't treating you right, come up and see old Dan. I'll rock him, roll him all night long. I'm the 60-minute man. Minute man, a loving Dan. I rock and roll 'em all night long. I'm the 60-minute man. 60, they call me. I rock and roll 'em all night long. I'm the 60-minute man. There'll be 15 minutes of kissing. Then you'll holler, please don't stop. There'll be 15 minutes of squeezing, and 15 minutes of teasing, and 15 minutes of blowing my top, pop, pop, pop. If your old man ain't treating you right, come up and see old Dan. I'll rock 'em, roll 'em all night long. I'm the 60-minute man, oh yes. 60-minute man.
Now, if that doesn't put a smile on your face, nothing will.
That's pure vintage Chris, if you ever heard it.
And if you and if Chris couldn't put a smile on your face, there was something wrong with your face.
You didn't have a face. Yeah, exactly. Oh, God, that was brilliant. Oh, I never even got to him to do Ringo for me. But never mind.
Chris was such a funny man. And he just had such a great sense of humor. And he had his serious moments, but he had mostly humor. And I was impressed with Chris.
I also was so impressed with the serious Chris and with the irreverent Chris. And he has such a way of, even when he was scoring for Lucky Roll or scoring for something, he had such a way of just his tone of voice when he scored was always so funny. And my special memory of Chris is he was such a historian, whether it was about sports memorabilia or teams or knowing about radio broadcasters or TV commercials or whatever it was, Chris knew about it. He was such a historian about that type of thing. And he found this wonderful commercial that had to do with WOWO, which was a station in Fort Wayne, Indiana, but it listed my hometown, which is Defiance, Ohio, and a lot of the little towns. And Chris found it for me. And he shared a lot of things with me. We both did over the years. But he was kind enough to find this for me and share it with me. And so I, James is going to share it with you. And I love you, Chris, and thank you so much for being my friend throughout the years. And you knew how to be a friend, and you will be missed.
I'm a Sturgis, Shipshawana, Hundred Town, and Logansport, Fort Wayne, Auburn, Defiance, too. Marion, Paulding, Portland, Kendallville, Antwerp, Busco, Bern, and Columbia City, too. Wabash, Bryan, Hartford City, and Garrett, Albion, North Manchester, Ligonier, Salina, and Winchester.
When I first met Chris, I thought he was a gross pig. He burped on the key, and I told him he was disgusting, and he keyed up and burped again, and I got so mad I left the game. I said, I'm not going to play that game with that. And then I says, no, damn it all to hell. He wouldn't leave if I did something like that to him, so I went back and I... Then we wound up having some good times. The Uncle Dumplin' and Mama Dumplin' and all that was really fun.
Yeah, hey, yeah, my thinking was, I always like to joke around with Chris, but I did get into some real knockdown, drag-out discussions, shall we say. I would sum Chris up by saying that he loved... Having trouble here. Hold on. He loved. He helped anyone who asked for his help. And he was a man of great music.
Let go.
One more thing. I would just say, Chris, we're all going to miss you. But you know what? We're going to think of you often, and you'll make us laugh. Thanks for that. And thanks for sharing your time with us.
Let go.
No, you're going to go.
You always knew what you used to with Chris. He was loving, giving, caring, but he had a rough side, which we all do. And I probably don't know him as well as you guys do, but I have a funny feeling as well as I do know him. He would give you the shirt off his back, his last dime, his last whatever. Chris was a giver. I mean, he gave to the end. He was a loving person, and there will never be another Chris, ever. Our loss is heaven's gain, but he'll always be in our hearts.
I thank you for the moment to share a little bit. I did not know Chris well. I came in to be a part of the GGM family when Chris had already become ill. But something I observed, and it's a little bit different than anything anybody else has said, although you probably all would have said the same thing if you thought about it. I saw Chris as a man of great courage and amazing bravery, a man who faced what was before him and faced it with like a lion, you know. He was not afraid. He didn't back down. He shared about what was going on with him, with his illness. And I thought to myself, when I heard him sharing the several times that he did with us, I would like to know this person because I really admire his strength and his courage. And if I was to ever have a terminal illness, God forbid, but if I was to ever have a terminal illness, I will never forget Chris and his courage. And I want to be like he was. And, you know, through that process, he could laugh, he could joke, he could tease, he could be serious, but he was so brave and courageous. That's how I saw him. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, I just wanted to reiterate what most people said about his rough edges and his willing to make you laugh and get angry at him. I think sometimes he did that. I think he liked shock value. I really did. And my fondest memory of Chris is just him being on my team and trying to push me over the edge. Go for the four. Go for the four. I even got to tell him one night, no, I'm not doing that. That was my bravest moment, I think. But I want to also send my love and hopes to Joanne that you can see your way through all of this and know that you'll be together again someday. And I have so many times have thought, you know, there's so many similarities in my husband and Chris with the antics and the silliness and the jokes and carrying on. And one time I described my husband on the Games Galore, and they said, you know, that sounds like Chris because they are similar. And Joanne, I think you and I are similar. Be strong, girl, and know we all care and keep coming and playing with us.
I want to talk to Chris directly for just a minute. Christina, one day we're going to go on that date with you wearing that beautiful dress and necklace. I keep getting cut off. But I'm going to miss Chris and his funniness and his seriousness and his big heart, generous heart, and just Chris.
This is Joanne. Oh, this is so beautiful, you guys. I love you guys so much, and this is so beautiful. And I know he's listening right now, and he's so thankful that he's hearing this. I wanted to just say a little bit to you about something that matters to me, and that is the fact that my true love really made my life very special. And the things you say about teasing and everything, yep. He liked to make things really, really confusing. I think he got bored with normal life. He was pretty smart, so he had to put his own little stuff into everything. You know, just whatever he could. He said he loved to irk me. That was his big thing. And he teased me all day long from the time I got up to the time I went to bed. And, you know, I can't begin to tell you how nice it is to have you guys here sharing with me. And I'm going to read you my thank you now because I get toe weepy sometimes and right now. And I want to thank all of my family and friends. I want to thank all of our family and friends for your love and prayers. I say our because Chris and I both treasured and enjoyed each one of you. And it's funny when you're together for so long, you end up with his, mine, which equals ours. There are no words to express how much my heart still flutters when I think of Chris. I'm so blessed to have my own true love, the kind you read about in books. Yes, my tears come often, but so do my wonderful memories of his constant teasing, his love of music, his ability to fill a room with laughter, his love of friends, his beautiful love for his children and grandchildren. He loved them dearly. Yes, Chris was my knight in shining armor, my friend, my helpmate, my prayer partner. I thank God many times a day for Chris and his precious love for life, his children, his grandchildren, and for me.
That was beautiful, Joanne. I just wanted to say one of my favorite memories of Chris is the time that, well, all the times really, what he was scoring in Zilch and making different voices, and I asked him to imitate Ken, because we all know how much of a bother Ken is. Anyway, Chris did a fabulous imitation of Ken, and I just laughed, and you know, Chris and I disagreed about a lot of things, but the one thing we agreed on was our dislike of the fact that Ken would go on and on and on. So Chris and I formed a little inside joke about, you know, Ken, and I had always wondered if Chris would ever be around to imitate Ken for me again, and he won't. Can anybody else do it? We'll miss you, Chris. R.I.P. Chris, R.I.P. Mr. Ed, and R.I.P. all of the funny little characters that Chris tended to do.
Anyway, I met him when I first came on the site back in 2015, and he was just a lot of fun, you know. He was a great friend. He was always up for a game of golf. Sometimes, you know, I would initiate them. Sometimes he would ask me, you know, it would just depend. And we always had this joke about when one of us would make a water shot, we would always ask each, the other one would always ask, we'd always say, "How's the water, Aaron?" Or, "How's the water, Chris?" Or, "Is the water cold?" Or, you know, something like that. It was just always so funny. And that was just one of the many memories I've had. I can't even begin to think of all of them. And the other one is one of my favorite songs he did at the song auction. I was just telling Donna this the other day, was I really enjoyed his rendition of Tiny Tim's "Tiptoe Through the Tulips." That really just made my night when I heard it on New Year's Eve. I can't remember now what year it was, but anyway, I just, you know, I enjoyed talking to Chris. I enjoyed getting to know him. I mean, I told somebody on the phone the other day, I said, you know, he was like a big brother to me. You know, sometimes he irritated me to no end like a brother, but, you know, as others have said, between all that, you know, within all that roughness and orneriness and whatever, you know, is a really good person, and a really good friend, and he will definitely be missed. And I'm just glad that I was able to have gotten to know him. What a great friend and a great guy. And he will be missed.
Chris and I butted heads a lot, as I'm sure many of you know, but there were also times where he made me laugh, and I saw the softer side of him and the friendly, generous side of him. What a lot of you might not know is when I first came on the site, the first event I ever came to was Friday Zilch at 4 p.m. And I, at the time, was a very early person to the games. I always came in at like 3:40 or 3:45. And he was the first person I met on GGM. And him and I talked for a while, and we were kind of friends for a while, but then we had our disagreements. But through all that, whenever I came on, I knew that I would always get a laugh, and sometimes I'd come on and have a rough day, but he would always cheer me up. And even though him and I disagreed on a lot, it was always great to have him around. His generosity and laughter was shared with many, and I will miss Chris. Rest in peace, and sending you a hug, Joanne.
Well, a lot of you guys tonight, during your memories, have mentioned Chris's many voices, and that he did, and he definitely had quite a few. And another one of our favorite memories for, I was talking to several different people about this, but was his rendition of Old Rivers by Walter Brennan. And he does a pretty amazing job of imitating Walter Brennan. There's times during that song when I would be hard pressed to tell the two apart.
How old was I when I first seen Old Rivers? I can't remember when he went around. That old fella did a heap of work. Spent his whole life walking plowed ground. He had a one-room shack, not far from us. Well, we was about as poor as him. He had one old mule he called Midnight. And I trail along after them. He used to plow them rows straight and deep. And I'd come along there behind, busting up clods with my own bare feet. Old Rivers was a friend of mine. The sun'd get high and that mule would work, and Old Rivers would finally say, whoa. He'd wipe his brow and lean back on the reins and talk about a place he's gonna go. Now, one of these days, I'm gonna climb that mountain, walk up there among them clouds, where the cotton's high and the corn's growing, and there ain't no fields to plow. I got a letter today from the folks back home. They's all fine, crop is dry. Down near them, and Mom said, son, you know, Old Rivers died. I'm sitting here now on this new plowed earth, trying to find me a little shade. With the sun beating down across the fields, I see that mule, Old Rivers, and me. Now, one of these days, I'm gonna climb that mountain, walk up there among them clouds with the cotton high. The corns are growing, and there ain't no fields to plow. With the sun beating down across the fields, I see that mule, Old Rivers, and me.
And Chris, now that you've climbed that mountain, I hope you find everything that will make you happy for eternity. God bless you, my man.
I don't even know when he started coming to the site. I can't remember the first time I met him. But, I mean, I always enjoyed his jokes, and he was always funny. We always had a weird sense of humor that I absolutely adored. And one of the things that I remember, Chris and I shared, well, as you know, we shared drives once in a while. I sent him a bunch of my stuff. He sent me his stuff. And at one point, about a month ago, I made of a boo-boo. I deleted a folder that I had on my computer that I needed. I deleted both on the computer and on the backup. I wasn't paying attention. I was backing up, not deleting. And Chris, like, this is like, what, sometime in early February. Maybe, I don't remember when exactly, early February, I think. And he actually took the time to take a hard drive and send me what I was missing. I still have it. So, you know, he did. Chris was generous to everybody he knew, and he was a good friend to everybody, and he was a good friend to me, and I'll definitely miss him.
And I'm going to let our next memory be from Tim, and that's going to be followed by another song, and Tim is going to tell you the story behind this one. So, Tim, if you will.
Well, I talked to Chris, a couple weeks ago, and we were talking about music and things like that, and songs that were pretty funny about funerals and things like that. And he said, what's the song by the Chad Mitchell Trio that's about a funeral? And I said, oh, you mean the one that's, well, I thought it was called One Hell of a Funeral. Well, it isn't. It's called A Dying Business. But anyway, he said, I'm going to ask the pastor to play that at my funeral. So I don't know if he did or not. I have a feeling he may have. But
Joanne might know.
Yeah, Joanne may know this. But anyway, he wanted this song played at his funeral. And it is a great song. And I think it's the type of song that Chris really loved.
Funeral Directors of America, I am very deeply honored standing here, receiving this token of your esteem, the Funeral Director of the Year. Now, I've been asked by all the delegates and members of the board to tell you of the funeral that won me this award. It was handled with taste and dignity. That much I can say for it. And I'm sure it will take the family 20 years to pay for it.
It was a hell of a funeral. It was a hell of a funeral. The finest funeral ever booked. I had some high school juniors who passed around petunias.
And villages everywhere you look.
It was a hell of a funeral. I say one hell of a funeral. Oh, how I wish that you were there. I had tender majorettes doubling on the castanets. It really was a lively affair. It really was a lively affair. It was a hell of a funeral. It was a hell of a funeral.
The National Guard showed up for me.
And during the oration, they went into formation and formed the letters R.B. It was a hell of a funeral, I say one hell of a funeral. I gave it all my love and care. The band was on its toes playing Mexican Valley Rose. It really was a lively affair. It really was a lively affair.
A tisket, a tasket, tell us about the casket.
I will tell you about the casket. My good friends would make your eyes pop. It was sterling silver all around with a real four-mica top.
Four-mica top, it had a four-mica top. Well, I'll tell you about the widow, my good friends. A widow was a navy blue with a gown designed by Balenciaga. I supplied that too.
He sold the widow weeds too.
I ran the first funereal raffle, though I don't much like to boast. And I gave away a Chevrolet to the person who cried the most.
He gave away a brand new Chevrolet.
I wanted myself. The ranking jugglers by the grave to demonstrate their art. And when they was done, I fired a gun to let the hootenanny start.
He fired a gun and the hootenanny begun. I was serving beer and pretzels till the hot pastrami came, and I sold some souvenir hankies with a dear departed's name.
He was selling hankies with a dear departed's name.
As a fitting finale, we had the Rockettes from New York's Music Hall. As you can see, my very good friends, on and on.
On and on.
On and on.
On and on.
It was a hell of a funeral. I say one hell of a funeral. No other burial could compare. It really was a lively affair. It really was a swinging affair.
I was going to say, I forgot to mention that he played that on the last show he did. I think it was a week ago. A week ago last Monday.
What do you think of that, Toto? Say, we miss you, Chris.
And speaking of funerals, he had played Tom Lehrer's When We Go, We'll All Go Together. I called him with the request on one of his shows. I said, why don't you use that as your ending song today? And he did. When We Go, We'll All Go Together.
Well, and I'm sure you guys have probably never been to a memorial service such as this one, where we've had a lot of fun, but it was Chris, and we wanted to do what we knew Chris wanted us to do. We talked about this a little bit with Chris, and we knew that he didn't want everybody just sitting around crying, and you know, and he said, and for God's sakes, they can't all be saying nice things about me either. So, you know, I think that we have absolutely accomplished what we set out to accomplish tonight in remembering Chris. And before we close with our final song, is there anyone else who wanted to say anything?
Oh, this was beautiful, Shelley, and all of you guys. It was wonderful. And you know what? Gosh, Chris is just loving this. I know he is. I know he is. Thank you guys so much. And you know, I can truthfully say he was a lover. He was a sweetheart and a lover. And his last words to me before he died were, "I love you." And the last 4 days before he died, he couldn't talk very well at all. He didn't say much. But the only thing he did say every time I came into the room or whatever was, "I love you." And so I'm very blessed and to have had Chris be my soulmate forever. And I'll always love him. Thank you again.
Yep, he was a great fella. I really enjoyed being with him and talking with him as much as I could. And we're there for you, Joanne, when you need it.
Yes, Joanne, we will be there. He could make you laugh, he could make you cry, but he will be missed.
I just wanted to say, Joanne, that of course you know that we're here for you and we care so very much about you. And Shelley and James, thank you so much for working so hard to put this celebration of Chris's life together and make it so special. You've done a beautiful job, and everybody that share their memories about Chris made it that much more special. It's just absolutely beautiful.
I just wanted to conclude by saying that I second everything all of you have just said, that this was an amazing memorial, and it did express Chris, and to thank everyone for all the work they put into it, and to ask Joanne that she do try to come back from time to time to see us.
I've been to several memorials in my time on the sites. This has to be the most like the person and the best one I've ever been at. Joanne, I'm sending you a hug. And I hope if there's anything I can do, you will reach out. And if Shelly or she contacts anyone, please give her my information. I'm telling everyone now, if anyone needs me, please don't hesitate. I'm here for anyone whom I can help. And I just want to say thank you, Joanne, for the link to the obituary. Thank you, James and Shelley, for the laughter and the tears and for really making this be what it was supposed to be, remembering a great guy. So I appreciate this site and this time together. Thank you. Rest in peace, Chris and Mr. Red.
Shelley, I want to thank you and your helpers. This was a very nice memorial, and I'll tell you what I liked about it. It was about Chris. You knew who he was talking about. It wasn't all good. It was his good and his, you know, like all of it, not so good. But I liked something that is done honestly, and that was you. Everybody spoke honest about Chris.
Thank you, Shelley and James, for putting together the memorial service. It really helps us all come together as an online family, even though we're separated by distance and whatnot, but definitely we're united as friends. And our condolences and our prayers with you, Joanne, and with all of Chris's family and your family. And thank you, Shelley and James, for and all your assistance as well for putting this together and for hosting it tonight.
Yeah, Joanne, I hope you know after listening to this for the past hour plus that Chris really was loved and respected here in GGM. And even when he was making somebody mad, they still had to like him because he just had that thing about him. And I'm never going to forget him. And I know most everyone will never forget Chris here. He was a very good friend. And We hope we will still see a lot of you on the site. And I think we will, because you and I talked on the phone, and I really think that you are going to be here with us. And we're looking forward to spending a lot more quality time with you. And we just want you to know Chris will never be forgotten. And one thing too, Chris left me with a song, one last song. I'm not going to play this one tonight. This one is going to be bid on at our New Year's Eve, for our New Year's Eve celebration. So we're still going to have one more Chris song next New Year's Eve. So get ready to bid on that. And we're going to close tonight with the song that Joanne dedicated to Chris on Valentine's Day. That song was beautiful then, and it's still beautiful tonight, and I think it has so much meaning. So, Joanne, here's your song for Chris one more time. Rest in peace, Chris.
Someday there'll be a time for us. Time. tiptoe to the window, by the window, that's where I'll be. And tiptoe through the tulips with me. Oh, tiptoe in the garden, by the garden, a willow tree. And tiptoe through the tulips with me. You in the garden, in the moonlight, you'll pardon me. And tiptoe through the tulips with me. With me!